live on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of Q&A. Sorry about the momentary delay there with a little bit of a gremlin in the system there. But we got it straightened out and we are back online now, both broadcast and online. Well, today's show, we're going to talk about people who help other people. We're going to open the show talking to Sarah Haber. You may have heard part of her story yesterday on Talk of the Town, Chino Valley, with Matt Santos. Today, we're going to talk to her at length about her work with VISTA, that's Volunteers in Service to America, AZ Serve, and AmeriCorps. They are also doing some very special projects for community service on Martin Luther King Day. So we'll talk to her about that. And then coming up after the news break at the bottom of the hour, we'll have this week's Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University guest speaker, a fascinating man. He's a D-Day historian, World War II historian, in fact, and published author. His name is Francois Gautran, so we will talk to him after the bottom of the hour. Hey, you know, this is Tuesday. That means Tuesday Night Classics, and tonight's 7 p.m. classic for only $5 on the Harkins big screen is the American Film Institute's choice as the best ever American comedy, Some Like It Hot, starring Jack Lemmon, Marilyn Monroe, and Tony Curtis, directed by the great Billy Wilder. Now, if you're ever in Los Angeles, anywhere around UCLA, there is a tiny cemetery you can stop in where I have several times. In fact, little bitty cemetery, but you'll see the graves there of Jack Lemmon, Marilyn Monroe, and Billy Wilder, all in the same very small area. It might be the tiniest cemetery in all of Southern California, just loaded with celebrities. And it's easy to find the Marilyn Monroe crypt. Just look for all the lipstick prints. So, stay tuned. We've got Sarah Haber just around the corner on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Start it up. Keep it up. That's the way the world works. So when you just need it to work, Batteries Plus Bulbs backs you up with your neighborhood's largest selection of Batteries Plus Bulbs, plus phone repair to do everything we can to power your cars, phones, and everything in between. Finding and fixing with the know-how you need right now. Stop into Batteries Plus Bulbs and save $10 on Duracell Ultra Car Batteries plus free installation. Or visit batteriesplus.com. See website for offer details and limitations.
Windfall Willie here from the Arizona Lottery. What are the odds of a sub-zero blizzard hitting Phoenix? Not good. How about the odds of winning a wrestling match against a barrel of rattlesnakes? Even worse. For the best odds, play my newest game, Triple Twist. With overall odds of 1 in 7.9, your chances of winning have never been better. Hoo-wee! Play Triple Twist today for just $2. Comparison of odds based upon current Arizona Lottery draw games only.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 209. You know, there are very special people in our universe, those who give to the community. And we have with us Sarah Haber. Sarah not only has volunteered her time and worked for the nonprofits AmeriCorps, Volunteers in Service to America, and Arizona Serve. But Sarah, tell us a little bit about your background. What got you involved in these kinds of missions?
Yeah, thank you for having me. So I'm actually originally from New York. And after college, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I had studied public relations and computer science, but I was still kind of lost as to what career I actually wanted. Mm-hmm. And so I looked into AmeriCorps, which is a national service organization. And specifically what I looked into was VISTA, which, as you said, stands for Volunteers in Service to America. And that branch deals with capacity building and sustainability. Mm-hmm. So essentially what that means is you have volunteers who are doing indirect service for organizations. So they're building programs that they can use in the future, as opposed to, you know, doing community service like answering the phones or, you know, stuffing envelopes. So you're building a program for another organization. And so when I decided I wanted to get involved with VISTA, I found a position with the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce. And that was a position through Arizona Serve. So Arizona mm-hmm. Serve is that intermediate organization that helped connect me to Chino Valley.
Mm-hmm. Now, coming up next Monday, nationwide, we're going to observe the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King. We're very used to seeing marches and walks and things like this, but you're going a step beyond. You are going into service things to help the community on that day, right?
That's correct. All national service members like to recognize this as a day on and not a day off.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just a really great way to bring people together, you know, as part of MLK's legacy, and serving our community and maybe addressing certain issues that our community faces that are unique mm-hmm. and different from others.
And if you look at the at your webpage, you'll see the quote, "Life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others?" And that quote is from none other than Dr. King himself. So tell me, what kind of person gets attracted to this kind of dedication and mission?
That's a really good question. I think that in order to be a full-time volunteer like a VISTA, mm-hmm. you really have to have that passion and that drive to continue on going. Although the work is really rewarding and mm-hmm. I have gained a lot of skills and experience, you are a volunteer. So you do have to have that drive of, I do want to give back to a community in order to do that.
Describe for me the reaction of people who benefit directly from what you do.
People are really thrilled. I think especially working or serving in Chino Valley and getting to know that community as a whole and talking to them about, you know, the work that I'm doing and how that directly can impact you. And for them to be able to see that, they really are happy with that.
And, you know, the VISTA members, of course, are recruited nationally, and then a lot of them, they're comprised of recent college grads, retired people, highly skilled professionals, community leaders.
Creating problems that only they can solve that
and
also don't
let's
exist.
Let's see where that came from. There we go. Okay. And also, our friend Katie Norris, who runs AmeriCorps, or she's a former AmeriCorps VISTA member. She runs the Prescott Area Shelter Services. And her quote on your webpage says, "I was surrounded by the most compassionate and driven people. I made lifelong friends and learned so much about myself and who I wanted to be in this world. And that kind of echoes what you went through, doesn't it?
Exactly. Like I said, I had no idea what I wanted to do once I graduated. And after serving with the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce, I was able to learn, you know, I'm really interested in things like community organizing. Mm-hmm. I'm really fortunate that I was able to study something in college and gain skills that are really transferable. And I feel as though having this experience as a VISTA has opened my eyes to all of the different possibilities that I can now go into.
Mm-hmm. When you first meet someone new who wants to be a volunteer, how do you determine in that short time that they really want to help people? The reason I ask is this. I worked for many years, a long time ago, in the restaurant business, and I had a manager tell me, you know, you can take somebody who truly wants to help people and teach them serving skills, but you can't take somebody who has serving skills and teach them to truly want to help people. How do you determine that?
Well, I think in general, that's something that people who are looking for volunteers, people who are employers, they're going to be looking a lot at your personality. Mm-hmm. As you said, there are things that you can learn throughout the job. I can teach you how to, you know, answer the phone properly, or I can teach you how to input data into our system. But, you know, being personable and being friendly and being driven and going above and beyond, not everybody has that. I wish there was an answer to say, you know, oh, this is how we figure out if this person's fit for this as far as their personality goes. But it's something that you really just have to be able to get to know them.
Mm-hmm. And if you read the letters to the daily newspaper, you'll occasionally see one from someone saying, oh, these people who are struggling, they brought it on themselves. I never had to struggle. I worked all my life. Well, an awful lot of these people who are struggling worked all their lives too, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't take much to start that downward spiral, does it?
Right.
Yeah, it's got to be very difficult to put up with that kind of resistance sometimes when you hear it from people. But the great thing is you've partnered, I understand, for the National Day of Service for Martin Luther King Day with Stepping Stones, La Tierra Charter School, North Point Academy, Sonoran Prevention Works, Prescott Habitat for Humanity, Horses with Heart, and the PUSD, correct?
Correct. And I think that what's so great, you know, even though we do face that resistance, is we do have these organizations who are still standing strong and addressing issues and providing services for those people that really need it.
Mm-hmm.
So by the community coming together and supporting them, they can continue on fulfilling their mission, which is most likely, and for all of these, is to give back to those people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just this cycle of giving.
Sure. And we are speaking with Sarah Haber from AmeriCorps, Arizona Serve, and VISTA. We have a lot more to talk about with Sarah coming up in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com. Don't go away.
There's a lot of propane companies out there, but not many that have been around as long as Yavapai Bottle Gas since 1987. Same owners, same values, and same fair pricing. Yavapai Bottle Gas has lots of options, too, like their pre-buy program or budget payment plans. You can always count on Yavapai Bottle Gas for straightforward, professional propane service where you want it, when you want it. Give your friends at Yavapai Bottle Gas a call at 776-9007, and don't forget to say thanks.
Think about all of the things you want from a great dealership. Low pressure, clean and comfortable environment, great products, big selection, knowledgeable consultants. There's one dealership that has all of that and more. Findlay Toyota Prescott. We'll exceed your expectations of a great dealership. Our sales staff aren't salespeople. They're product specialists, and they aren't commissioned. They're on salary. So when you meet with one of our specialists, there's no need to be anxious. They won't give you the runaround. They'll give you the info you're looking for and help make your visit a pleasant experience. Choose a vehicle from our huge selection and know you're getting a fair price. In fact, we'll meet or beat any Phoenix dealer advertised price. We're a dealership with integrity and aim to put you in a new vehicle that fits your budget and lifestyle.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, and here at Finley Toyota Prescott, we know that our success depends on meeting the expectations you have for our dealership. We are proud to serve the Quad Cities and want our great reviews to continue to reflect our role as a community partner. Stop by today and let us exceed your expectations, or check us out online at FinleyToyotaPrescott.com. We are everybody's hometown dealer.
Arizona Coyotes hockey is live on Cattle Country 94.3 and 103.1 FM in Prescott, KDDL. Arizona Coyotes hockey is brought to you this season by Parshala Wood, Brown Bag Burger, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, and Cowboy Country Antiques.
He'll shoot! He scores!
Arizona Coyotes host the Toronto Maple Leafs Sunday afternoon live at 5 on Cattle Country 94.3 and 103.1 FM in Prescott, KDDL.
This is how your water sounds out of the faucet? Sounds like a hard water problem. Soap scum, dull lifeless hair, and water spots on your sparkling dishes are just the start. Hi, this is Bo Woods. Call me at RED Plumbing to schedule your quick and easy hard water test. Don't wait for ruined pipes, repairs, or for your water to slow to a trickle. Call me, Bo, at 772-9296 at RED Plumbing to schedule your free estimate. We'll show you a better way of living today with a new water softening system from RED Plumbing.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live with Sarah Haber at 219. Sarah, on next Monday, that is, of course, the National Day of Service for Martin Luther King's birthday. Tell us what's going to kick off, what you're going to do all day, and how people can get involved.
Yeah, so the day is going to kick off with the march. It's going to start at 10 a.m. from Prescott College, and we're going to march down to the Courthouse Square and then meet back up at the Prescott United Methodist Church. And there's going to be a mini celebration that will take place there. And then following that, at 1 p.m. is when our service projects will begin.
Mm-hmm. Now, describe these service projects.
So, like I said previously, or what have you said previously, we are partnering with Stepping Stones, La Tierra, North Point Academy, Sonoran Prevention Works, Prescott Habitat for Humanity, Horses with Heart, and Prescott Unified School District. Mm-hmm. There are so many different things that go into each of these projects. Some of them are sorting donations that they have. Some of them are assembling naloxone kits. Some of them require painting. It's just a wide variety of things. For people to do.
Now, the naloxone kits, is that what police carry when they come across an opioid overdose case?
I'm not sure if all police do this. I think that that's probably a goal. But yes, naloxone is the drug that you would use if somebody has overdosed on an opioid.
I just saw yesterday the national news story that opioid abuse or opioid poisoning is now more deadly than car crashes. Mm-hmm. That is a true epidemic. So I'm glad to
right.
see you're doing that. Hey, by the way, I understand that the next four people to sign up will have a nice little bonus, right?
Yes. So the next four people to sign up online will receive a pair of tickets to the Northern Arizona Suns basketball game, which is this Saturday, January 19th. Mm-hmm. So a big special thank you to APS for this generous donation. And you can find our sign-up link online at our website, ArizonaServe.org, or you can find us on our Facebook page, Arizona Serve.
Mm-hmm. And we also want to make sure we give a shout out and a thanks to the people who finance this. That would be, of course, our friends at Finley Auto Group. Hello, Jamal. Sherwin Williams, Dunn Edwards, and APS, as well as True Value, correct?
Correct.
You guys can't do it without sponsors, can you?
No, we really can't.
So tell me roughly how many people in this area are involved with this, and do you get a lot of retirees coming in who, you know, they put the working life behind, but they still have a passion and they want to give back to the community?
Well, right now, as far as how many people we have signed up, I think the last time I checked today, we have about 64 people within the community mm-hmm. who are willing to come out and help. We still have we have 140 spots total, so we're still looking for more people to come out and help. But yeah, I think a lot of our help comes from our team of Vistas, number one, and the connections that they have. And we also look into a lot of the local schools for help. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, on your webpage also, you mentioned the impact of poverty. It says here, poverty affects us all. It threatens public health, limits children's ability to learn in school, and prevents communities from achieving their full potential. Arizona Serve, a program of Prescott College, places AmeriCorps members with local organizations to increase their capacity to address poverty. Our AmeriCorps members develop the skills and experience to become the next generation of leaders working for a more just society. And with that background that you learn, I would imagine that if you come from a fairly sheltered background where you're not mixing with anybody except your own type, this can open up a whole lot of new avenues, can't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said earlier, I'm originally from New York, and I grew up right above the city. I went to school in upstate New York, and I kind of never really got out. And then I moved out here to Arizona.
A little bit of a change, isn't it?
A little bit. and like I said, I think there were things that I definitely learned about, you know, perhaps my own privilege that I have in comparison to others. But again, also what I learned is, wow, there are really great organizations who are there to support those people within the community.
You know who else I hear that from? From veterans who, when they go into the military, if they do work overseas and they come back and they want to kiss the ground, because all of a sudden they see a whole different world and they understand, you know, the great things about living here. And we really are blessed, you know, in so many ways. And sometimes it takes, you know, dealing with people in lesser circumstances to understand that, doesn't it?
Right. Or I think you can be surprised with who in your life can really make an impact on you.
And mentioning poverty, of course, we're seeing on the headlines every day an awful lot of people who work for the federal government and right now are working free, if they're working at all. So we're going to see an awful lot of people who are seeing firsthand just how tough it is, how close you are to that line when you don't have a paycheck coming in, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, painful lesson to learn. And once again, tell us when and where the Martin Luther King Day activities and how people can contact you.
Yeah, so MLK Day will be Monday, January 21st. The march will kick off at 10 a.m. and our service projects will kick off at 1 p.m. You can sign up online at arizonaserve.org, or you can find us on Facebook at Arizona Serve, or you can contact me at 928-793-8941.
And once again, the first four people who sign up online
will receive a pair of Northern Arizona Suns basketball tickets.
Very good. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A.
Thank you for having me.
Continued success with your wonderful community work. Stay tuned because we are going to talk to a D-Day historian who is the guest speaker this week at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. That is coming up after a check of local and state news and weather on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQNA.com. Don't go away.
Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers
from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And of course, we want to wish everyone a Happy New Year.
You said that already.
Okay, well, how about warm wishes for a wonderful winter?
What?
Don't make me say it again. I think I hurt my tongue.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
Call Gettle's High Desert Mechanical and start the new year with a new furnace. Now offering plumbing repair and service. Don't settle. Get Gettle's. In the Prescott area, call 772-2751.
The Bolleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Bolleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BolleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Bolleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
Business with a handshake. We've all done it. Don't risk your business and your personal life. Business owners open themselves to liability every day with their customers, their employees, their vendors, and even the public. Do it right and protect yourself and call Men Love Law. I'll help reduce the risk through proper setup and planning. Mention this ad and receive a free consultation. Don't put your business or your family at risk from frivolous lawsuits any longer. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
Join the Arizona Cardinals season ticket waitlist, and you'll have the chance to select your seats before the general public. The 2019 home schedule features traditional NFC West matchups with the Seahawks, 49ers, and Rams. Plus, the Falcons, Panthers, Browns, and Steelers will visit State Farm Stadium.
Rise up, Red Sea, let's hear it!
Call 602-379-0102 or visit azcardinals.com/tickets.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Tuesday the 15th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk. Governor Doug Ducey's State of the State address declares a strong Arizona and sets a bipartisan tone.
The governor says the state's only getting stronger with a $1 billion surplus and more jobs than people to fill them. But Ducey says a drought contingency plan by January 31st is urgent.
We're in a 19-year drought. It's going to get worse before it gets better.
The governor's relaunching a school safety plan and wants to see legislative immunity for lawmakers repealed.
No one, not me, nor you is above the law.
Barbara Villa, Arizona News Radio Phoenix.
This winter's flu season won't be as brutal as last winter's season.
Yavapai County has had 52 confirmed cases. Shots are available at Yavapai County Community Health Services locations in Prescott, Prescott Valley, and Cottonwood. Call 771-3122 to make an appointment. I'm Nick Canuel reporting.
Showers today and tonight, some heavy. A flash flood watch through noon tomorrow, with a 10% chance for more rain Wednesday. Highs today near 44. Tomorrow and Thursday, 50. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, chilling after bedtime to a rainy 35. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, the same chances for rain this afternoon and tonight. 20% tomorrow. Highs today and tomorrow near 52. Up to 57 Thursday. Chilling to a pre-dawn low near 40. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQ&A. Listen live worldwide at kqna.com. Q&A will continue after this.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
Hi, I'm Bob Bean at Affinity RV. With our everyday low prices, we don't have sales often, but our manufacturers are continuing to offer us some amazing factory incentives on 2018 RVs, and we're passing those savings directly to you. We have over 40 models that have been discounted up to 40%. Motorhomes, travel trailers, and fifth wheels priced below dealer cost, combined with factory incentives, saves you big money. This is your chance to save thousands on new RVs while they last at Affinity RV. Save up to 40% on models models from Winnebago, Grand Design, Jayco, Open Range, Keystone, and Lance. These models are already pre-priced at a guaranteed lowest price. That means no haggling, no stressful negotiations. Just come in and let our team find your perfect match. Visit us online anytime at AffinityRV.com or stop by any Affinity RV location, Willow Creek Road in Prescott, Highway 69 Prescott Valley, and Dewey. Seize the day. Start your new year off right and save up to 40% while these RVs last, only at Affinity RV.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
We are going to talk about World War II history with the guest speaker coming tomorrow to Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. His name is Francois Gauthron. How close did I come to pronouncing your name correctly, Mr. G?
Well, you are pretty good because, yeah. In fact, the American way is clearly the easiest way, Gauthron. Yeah. But if you want to do the Gauthron, which is a French way, that's a different story.
Our friend Alan, who brought the Vuela tour here from France last year, should be proud of me right there. But you are going to be the guest speaker at Embry-Riddle because you are a historian with a capital H, because you're not only going to talk about D-Day, and you have written a wonderful book, and the book is called Colors of War, Not Black and White, but Nuances of Gray. And you give tours of the battlefields in Normandy. Correct?
Well, not only in Normandy. I cover pretty much World War I because of all the knowledge of my grandpa. So when I'm guiding World War I, I'm pretty much telling my grandpa stories that really the historical fact. And World War II, I do, of course, Normandy, but also Battle of the Bulge, which, again, is a different way because Battle of the Bulge is when I was with the U.S. forces. Many of my officers were veterans of World War II and Battle of the Bulge. So they were my first guide there, and I was just driving the car.
Wow. Now, identify for us the World War II enemy. Who were they?
Well, the World War II enemies, you see, we have a very simple way to say Germans. And when you study about those enemies, you realize that Germany was a part of an entire group. So the Nazi politic was smart enough to gather a number of Europeans in their ideology, because we should not forget that Nazism is above anything else an ideology, which a number of people would enjoy and would believe in as a kind of a starting a new age and to get to something new and something different. So those enemies, and that's very, very interesting, because on the 15 million men who were dressed in enemy uniforms, no more than 50% were German natives. Mm-hmm. So about 35% of that 50%, they were, and the word is very important, they were volunteers. And those volunteers were coming from most of the part Eastern country, and they were from Ukraine, Azerbaijan, Belarus, Lithuania, Estonia, and all those countries, eventually from countries you probably never heard before. Mm-hmm. And their motivation is because Stalin was killing millions of them, and most of them, their families were taken to the Gulag. And we should not forget about the Gulag. Expectancy life was about 6 months, 8 months, and they would die. So all those young men, the reason why they joined the Nazi Germany is because they wanted, first of all, to save their families and country. That was their motivation. And then we also have the countries which were captured by the Nazi Germany forces. And then we are talking about Poland and Czechoslovakia and a region of France, which is the Alsace-Lorraine. Mm-hmm. Then we have those young men who were no choice, forced to join the German army. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we've got the countries that says, well, that's an interesting way. The Germans and Hitler is probably right. We have to unify to run off communism threat. And then Austria, Hungary, Bulgaria, Romania says, okay, hands up, we're going to be allied to Germany and Italy and whatever. So Japan is a different story. So then here we are. We've got now a whole bunch of people who joined the German army. But we should not forget, and just to refresh your memory with the Iraq war. In the Iraq war, first one, we were fighting against who? We were fighting against two enemy forces. We were fighting against the Iraqi war, but we, army, and then we were also fighting against Saddam Hussein Republican Guard. Mm-hmm. So now what I want to tell you is when we talk about Germany at the time and when we talk about Hitler, we were fighting against who? We were fighting against the German army, the regular army, but we were also fighting against Hitler's youth, Hitler's fanatics. Mm-hmm. And now very interesting is until 1942, so until the Stalingrad battle, what was happening? The SS forces, the elite forces, they were German for a majority, Austrians and Hungarian. And then they get defeated seriously during the Battle of Stalingrad. So that means about 50% losses. So Hitler finally wanted to reform his elite because this was his army. So he just decided to open it up to any Europeans who would be willing to join the cause, the Nazi cause. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Within a few weeks, he reformed his special unit with volunteers, Europeans, because there's no draft into the SS forces. You have to be volunteer. And no more than 25% of appliers were legitimate to join the SS forces. So the number then reached about 900,000, never reached a million. And you had all those European nations participating and be volunteers to join that special force. And one of the most represented force was France, because we should not forget about the division of France with the Vichy France and the rest of the country. So one of the very important and interesting Nazi politic was to interfere with those European countries long, long before the war blows up. And they were financing all kinds of political parties, extreme right, of course, to create the Nazi ideological party in France and in other countries in Europe. But they were also financing pretty much the extreme left. And they were also, by financing the extreme left, encouraging the unions. And everybody knows how is the effect of unions on the economy of a country, mainly when you have a collapsing economy. So that's how they destabilized most of the European countries from the inside. And that's the reason, if we think about World War One, France survived the war for 4 years with millions of dead. And World War Two was taken by Germany within about a good week. And 128,000 French were killed, including 95,000 soldiers, and about 300 Germans were killed. World War I, 2 million Germans die. World War II, taking France, about 130 to 100 max.
Wow. So in response to the enemy, how did the Germans prepare for an invasion?
Well, the Germans were, first of all, we may need to explain that. What was Hitler's motivation to take France? And why did Hitler tolerate to have a country divided with the free France and the occupied France? So Hitler's motivation was not really to take the country by itself, but wanted to have full access to the Atlantic deep water ports. That means he wanted to have the control of all the Atlantic ports, Brest and Saint-Nazaire and Bordeaux and so on, to launch his U-boats. And you realize that France was taken in 1940. 1941, they were building those gigantic construction, the submarine base. Mm-hmm. And then about a year later, 42, those German U-boats were patrolling all the way along the east coast of America. So that was his point, having access to the deep water ports.
Okay.
It's tax time. Taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax scoring mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, I'm Dr. Aaron Haig, and I'm here to talk to you about Bradshaw Family Dental, where patient care is our number one priority. One of the best ways to offer high-quality patient care is to stay up to date with the latest technology, such as digital dentistry. At Bradshaw Family Dental, we offer the latest technology with digital x-rays, digital impressions, laser dentistry, and 3D printing. Come find out how this technology can help you achieve the smile you always wanted. Find out more by checking out our website at bradshawfamilydental.com or call us at 277-0076.
Hi folks, this is Danny Sampson. For the seventh time, Little Dealer Little Prices RV has won the Top 50 award from RV Business Magazine. That's over three times more than any other dealer in Arizona. We are officially recognized as one of the best 50 dealerships to buy from in the United States and Canada. Right now, we have super low closeout pricing on all 2018 motorhomes, travel trailers, fifth wheels, folding trailers, and toy haulers. Come see the difference at Little Dealer Little Prices RV in Prescott Valley, Highway 69 in Truewood.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 244 with Francois Guatron. Close enough?
Close enough. We're getting better.
We're getting better. We are understanding this is a tremendous story you're going to tell. You've told not only in your book, and the book's title, once again, is Colors of War, Not Black and White, but Nuances of Gray. And we were just touching on a small part of that today. Tell us about the Paradise Invasion.
Oh, the Paradise Invasion is really the answer to the German protections of Europe, as we call the Atlantic Wall. So earlier I was telling you about the fortification of the ports, the deep water ports, and this was the beginning of what we call the Atlantic Wall, 3,000 miles long. Mm-hmm. And then when the Germans realized that holding the ports is not enough to hold Europe, as they usually claim, then they decided to build all those defenses, what we call the beach obstacles, all the way along those beaches for 3,000 miles. Mm. And though the Paradise Invasion, so we know what the Germans were doing. We were able to break their code, which was the famous Enigma machine, which was initially broken. So Enigma machine made in 29.
That was the first computer, right?
Not the Enigma machine. The Enigma machine was a cipher machine to code like a typewriter with cylinders to code all the letters into numbers.
Okay.
And then that was invented in 29, and the code were broken by the Polish, the underdog, by 1931, by three mathematicians, including a woman, who were absolutely phenomenal. And they are the ones who went to England, to Bletchley House, in early 1942, to try to obtain from Alan Turing the use of his computer to be able to break the codes. And then Alan Turing says, well, great, but I need to have those Enigma, updated Enigma, with three and four cylinders. And that was the beginning of incredible operation, such as a Dieppe operation in 1942, to try to steal one of those Enigma machines, and this operation didn't work. But again, it's a very long story. And but it's very important to for the Allied to be able to break the code. So as soon as they could break the code, then they could start their own paradise invasion. So what's a paradise invasion? So that's it's an incredible build-up organization, and everything is fake into that operation. This is why most of those soldiers who were working in Paradise, they were initially working at Hollywood studio, because we are just talking of decoy. So the first phase of Paradise was in 1942 to try to protect London and then or any other major plans. And then the British were building fake downtowns like you would see in the Far West movies, all fake. And then they would keep lights onto that and turn off all the lights like in London. So when the German bomber pilots were getting over to the coordinates, then they were looking, there is no lights, and about 2 miles away, they could see the lights, so it says, uh-oh, that machine screwed up again, and then they detoured a little bit, dropped the bombs, on the knocked out the lights. Of course, they were caughting on fire, the whole wood and everything, but that was saving lives of Londonians or any plant or any larger company. So that really is the beginning of this paradise. And then after that, for all the operation was plan a fake operation. You need to remember about Winston Churchill when he was talking about bodyguard. Bodyguard was to build a wall of lie to protect the truth. And then bodyguard was European wise, but then there is a specific operation we know is the Fortitude operation. The Fortitude operation was the fake landing in Calais. And then to make this fake landing credible for the Germans in the Kent area, they were building all those fake tanks and fake boats and fake planes and fake everything, mm-hmm. fake radio, fake messages. You also have an amazing story, which is a mincemeat operation. The mincemeat operation is also the book, The Man Who Never Was. Mm-hmm. And that was to use this young man body who was loached from a submarine in Portugal. And the idea was that body should float until he gets to the shoreline, captured, and then they would have access to documents, which were just part of documents, make sure the resistance in Calais, the resistance in Norway would get some of those information, which they would believe real information, make sure the Germans and the Nazis would court this guy, eventually kill them, torture them, and then they would finally, thinking they are forced to tell the truth, but they were just participating to this gigantic lie to drive the Nazis to a position, everything is fake, but credible.
Now, how did the Allies build up the landing and the main constraints in doing so?
Well, talking about the constraints, and those are the constraints we don't think, first of all. One of the big constraints is to find the right spot. And they finally found the right spot when they start to talk about supply, because you can have the best operation, military operation in the world, but if you don't have the supply line behind, it's not going to work. Remember about Napoleon, remember about Hitler himself in Eastern Front, supply line cut off, that's the end. You can have the best man, but if you cannot feed their stomach and their rifle, you're toasted. It's not going to work. So when the Americans and the British were working on this operation, and I'm not going to use those names we use, General Eisenhower, talking about the Prime Minister, Winston Churchill. I'm going to talk about General George Marshall. So he is the great architect of all those operations. And now talking about supply, supply is the thing. Mm-hmm. Winston Churchill had an answer, says, we cannot take any of those deep water ports, so we need to bring our own, meaning artificial harbors will be built in England and towed across the English Channel with the invasion forces. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, when you talk of piers and pierhead, which are floating parts of the artificial harbor, you need to fix them up. You need to anchor, and to anchor that kind of huge elements, talk about those block of concrete like Lego for giant, 220 feet long, yeah. 60 feet high, 7,000 tons the piece, 20,000 tons of water in it. But you need to organize the anchorage. You need to organize the fixing of everything. Mm-hmm. So you need to get a flat, rocky seabed. The only flat, rocky seabed available was Allemanche, Gold Beach. So now, one constraint is to find the spot.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Arizona News Radio, a fond farewell to Salt River Police Officer Clayton Townsend, who was killed in a traffic stop last week. The funeral today in Peoria.
Clayton's passing is a tragedy. It has broken my heart. I know my family feels a void. It can never be replaced.
Former Governor Bruce Babbitt told state lawmakers at the Capitol today they got to put together a plan to deal with water use from the Colorado River.
This DCP is about the Colorado River and Lake Mead and our share of that resource going forward into the future.
Cochise County Sheriff's deputies investigate the death of a 78-year-old inmate who died in a holding cell.
They attempted life-saving measures and contacted an ambulance for transport, and Mr. O'Connor was pronounced deceased at the Copper Queen Hospital in Bisbee.
George Tanner, Arizona News.
A national title game that was a shock to many. It's this week's Geico Sports Now.
It's this week's Geico Sports Now.
Gotcha Sports Now.
The number two team from South Carolina played like they were the favorites and won the big game going away 44-16. It's Alabama's worst loss in more than a decade. Clemson is now the national champs and takes home the giant trophy that goes with it, which weighs in at more than 30 pounds, by the way. Don't take saving money for granted. Go to Geico.com and you could save as much as 15% on your auto insurance in as little as 15 minutes.
A good night's sleep starts with the right pillow. That's where MyPillow comes in, and we're excited to announce the new 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special tab, and save 50% off the 4-pack, which includes two MyPillow premiums and two Go Anywhere pillows. Use promo code SKY at checkout or call 1-800-635-1825. That's 1-800-635-1825, or go to MyPillow.com, click the 4-pack special tab, and use promo code SKY at checkout.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, well, pardon the interruption. We are back once again with Francois Gautron. He is the D-Day historian, published author, and ERAU guest speaker. Tell us when you will be at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University.
I will be there tomorrow.
Tomorrow, I believe, 7 o'clock?
Yeah, 7 o'clock, yeah.
That's on the ERAU campus. Now, your wonderful book, Colors of War, not black and white, but nuances of gray, with a cover that color-wise is nuances of gray. On your back cover, it says, you use your grandmother's story of escape from the Bolsheviks, marriage to a French farmer, a booming open-air market business, two sons in World War II, on different sides, no less, and the German occupation of Normandy, to illustrate what war was like pandemic for individual French farmers and other civilians. The story shares the suspense of the D-Day landings from both an Allied and a German point of view. It's truly a powerful look at perhaps the most significant event in the 20th century. And on your webpage, you talk about your tours that you give to Normandy, the Normandy area. You say the last thing you want when you make your pilgrimage to Normandy is to be stuck with a guide or a courier who clearly has no interest in his job, knows little more of history than you do, and simply can't wait to get you back and take your money. Understand that many of the French or British guides, and guides has quotation marks, which these companies offer will simply bring you to the various sites, such as Utah Beach, stop in the parking lot, and tell you that you have 15 or so minutes to discover these sites on your own. When you are with visitors, you don't say clients, you don't work, but you live your passion. How important is it for people in today's day and age to understand the history of the wars that came before us? And how important is it for our military leaders, our Pentagon people, to have a complete understanding of the history of wars?
Well, I think one of the most important thing is for our leaders to understand. Well, they know the story. I mean, everybody knows the war is a business before and above anything else. So now the thing is when we talk about the business side of the war, it should be the main reason. And unfortunately, history proved that back to World War I, back to World War II, and eventually more recent wars, it's all related about money. It's all related about industries and production.
Mm-hmm. And how can people learn more about the work you've done with this kind of history?
Well, how they could learn more is probably tell them the message, be careful. War is not just a question of honor. It's not only a question of dignity.
You've been listening to
spending
Q&A on KQ&A.
Our son's
Today's
life
show sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.